Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, three people have now been killed as Storm Ophelia continues to batter the country. Meanwhile, the storm is forecast to hit Donegal within the next hour. Metairn forecasters expect Donegal will experience spells of heavy rain before high winds set in. It's the MERS that three patients were waiting on trolleys on a back corridor in Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, a move never seen before, according to the INMO. And police and the family of missing Uma woman Charlotte Murray are today renewing their appeal for information of her disappearance. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have sport with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. But first in news, three people have now been killed as Storm Ophelia continues to batter the country. The accidents happened in Louth, Tipperary and Waterford. Stephanie Grogan reports.
The latest accident happened in Dundalk in County Louth this afternoon. A man was killed after his car was struck by a tree in Ravensdale at 3:15. While in Waterford, a woman in her 50s was also killed when a tree fell on her car close to Aglish Village just after 11:30 this morning. A passenger in the car, a woman in her 70s, was also hurt, although her injuries are not life-threatening. Elsewhere in Tipperary, a man in his early 30s was seriously injured by a chainsaw as he was trying to clear a fallen tree in Kerr at 12:30. He's since passed away from his injuries and his body has been removed to Clonmel Hospital. Gardaí have extended their sympathies to the loved ones of those affected and are urging people to stay indoors.
Storm Ophelia is forecast to hit Donegal within the next hour. Metairn forecasters expect Donegal will experience spells of heavy rain before high winds set in. Speaking on Across the Northwest with John Breslin, meteorologist with Metairn, Liz Walsh, says as the storm progresses north, it will weaken.
The strongest winds can be expected as the winds back to the southeast and flick to the southwest. So I'm expecting that to happen. Looking at the latest model guidance, it's 17 Zulu, which is 6 o'clock in the evening. I would expect the strong winds to be hitting Donegal and possibly some localised areas of strong winds in Donegal Bay. Around there, the winds will try to funnel through there, so there could be some strong winds there for a time, and also some significant wave height, but nothing compared to what they've been experiencing down on the south coast.
Would that indicate that it's weakening slightly?
It is weakening as it comes north, so it's of tropical origin, so it's losing its strength as it goes over the cooler waters, and the sea surface temperatures around Donegal are cooler than they are down in Cork. So it is losing its strength as it goes northwards.
But it's still going to pack a right punch.
It will pack a right punch. And especially in that thundery rain, just watch out for some localised wind gusts that could be quite damaging. Just watch out for that in the rain in the next few hours.
Parts of Donegal are already experiencing strong winds as Ophelia makes her way to the county. Councillor Niamh Kennedy says Killybegs has seen winds carrying debris and high tides earlier this afternoon. She is advising people to adhere to the warnings issued.
The current situation at the minute is it's just starting to blow up now. You can see it. There's a lot of debris flying around. Nothing major yet, as in it's just leaves and that and rain, good bit of rainfall. We had a high-ish tide here at 4:30. In the Killybegs area, so there was sandbags available if anybody needed them, and just as a precautionary measure, a number of people have availed of that. Donegal Bay, I believe, between 5:00 and 8:30 is kind of the peak time that we would have to worry about around this area. That's Donegal Town, Killybegs and Bundoran. So that's what we've been warned so far, and it's just let everybody take the warning seriously. To stay indoors and just to keep safe.
And it is vital that people do adhere to these warnings.
It is vital, exactly, definitely. I mean, don't take anything for granted. You just don't know. What have we got? 3 deaths so far in the country, and we don't want any more. It's a tragic, tragic time for people and their families. So try and stay safe and warm.
The manager of Letterkenny University Hospital is urging people to only attend the hospital in the case of a real emergency. It comes as all outpatient appointments at the hospital were cancelled for today. The emergency department remains open 24/7 and the acute assessment unit is operational. Manager Sean Murphy says it's not yet clear how much of an impact the storm will have in Donegal and is asking patients to seek an alternative solution where possible.
The one issue would be to say to all patients, again, we are providing an emergency service. We will be open 24/7 for an emergency service. But please understand, it is an emergency service. There will be delays. We don't know how much impact the storm will have in terms of injury or threat to life. So, again, please bear with us. Expect long delays if you come in, particularly for anything minor. Look at alternative and more local solutions rather than travelling to the hospital.
And the Minister for Education has announced that all schools will remain closed tomorrow. The department says it recognises the major impact this will have on families, but it is taking the decision in the interest of safety for children. Ross McHale from the National Parents Council Post-Primary says it is the right move.
There are three terribly sad casualties at this point. Not all learning is done at school. It can be done at home as well. It's much better that the students are not encouraged to get out on bicycles and that people are not encouraged to take unnecessary risks.
Up to 500,000 homes could be without power in the next couple of hours, according to the ESB. At the moment, just over 360,000 homes have been cut off by Storm Ophelia. Operations manager with ESB Networks, Derek Hines, says the majority of those customers are in the southwest.
So from Cork across into Kerry, and now we're starting to see significant numbers in the southeast and up through the South Midlands and over into Wicklow. So we're really tracking the trajectory of the storm with the outages in our system. What we saw in 2014 was a peak number of 280,000 customers without supply during the storm in Darwin. We're now forecasting potentially up to 500,000 customers and possibly over, depending on how the next 2 to 3 hours of weather go.
It's emerged that three patients were waiting on trolleys on a back corridor in Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, a move never seen before, according to the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. The INMO are urging all Donegal TDs to back their calls for an independent review of admission and discharge procedures at the hospital. The INMO Industrial Relations Officer is Maura Hickey. While acknowledging efforts being made today to cope with the impending storm, she says there are ongoing issues at the hospital that need to be addressed.
Morning in Letterkenny University Hospital, there were 19 admitted patients in the ED department. Now, 11 of those patients were in cubicles. There were three in trolleys on the back corridor, which has never been heard of in the hospital's entire history, with two patients in the plaster room, and then there were 13 patients scattered around between corridors in the hospital and four in treatment rooms. The IMO have been tracking and noting the increase in the attendances of patients to the ED department and the conversion rate of admissions to the hospital. And in early June, we actually called for an external independent review of the processes and pathways for the patients in the hospital, whether that's admission, discharge, transfers, and to look at referral pathways from the community. I am aware that there has been steps taken nationally regarding the cancellation of elective work today because of the impending hurricane. But the reality is there is a storm every single day for the nurses in ED and the nurses in the wards in Letterkenny. And it is time now for proper action to be taken. So I'm once again calling, and I'm putting it out to the politicians in opposition. I'm asking them to support our request for this independent review because the staff and the patients are saying enough is enough.
Police and the family of missing Oma woman Charlotte Murray are today renewing their appeal for information of her disappearance. Charlotte was reported missing in May 2013 but had not been in contact with family or friends since October-November 2012. The 34-year-old, who is originally from Omagh, had been living in Moy at the time of her disappearance. Detective Chief Inspector Eamon Corrigan said they are working on the belief that she was murdered, and they are particularly keen to hear from anyone who may have any information in relation to her engagement ring and mobile phone. Charlotte's family made the following appeal today.
Our sister Charlotte's disappearance is one of the most horrific experiences we have ever faced in our lives. It's heartbreaking to know that Charlotte's out there somewhere and we can't do anything to help her. Since our sister went missing in late 2012, our emotions have been all over the place. Hope has been our friend in this nightmare so far, and we cling on to it. Guilt is one emotion we all feel. We feel guilty about going on with our everyday lives, as Charlotte will never get the opportunity to continue on with hers. Charlotte has missed so many family events and celebrations. That constantly reminds us that Charlotte is not here with us. Christmas is a really sad time for our family also. We'll be spending our sixth Christmas without her this year. Loss is the emotion we suffer as we wake up each day and go to sleep each night. We are in mourning, but we have no special place to go to remember Charlotte. We also feel each other's pain. Our poor mum is inconsolable, and there's nothing we can say or do to help ease her pain. She gave Charlotte life, and not knowing what has happened to her is heartbreaking for our mum. We suffer every day as we try to come to terms with the thought that we might never get to see Charlotte again. She was such a positive and outgoing person, the life and soul of a party, and such great fun to be around. We still live in hope and wait for her return. Someone has taken her life, and they know what they have done. We are appealing to that person to come forward. Please find the decency to tell us where she is. We just want to say goodbye and lay her to rest.
It's being reported that Cork City's SSE Electricity Premier Division meeting with Derry City will go ahead despite significant storm damage at Turner's Cross. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The game was originally slated for tonight but postponed for 24 hours as a result of Storm Ophelia. Half of the roof of the Derrynan stand at Turner's Cross collapsed today as a result of the storm that threw the already rescheduled meeting into doubt. However, Cork club officials remain hopeful of the game going ahead tomorrow, with Cork needing just one more point to seal a first title since 2005. Tomorrow's replay had been under the spotlight already after Derry City manager Kenny Shields said the County Stripes do not want to play the game tomorrow evening. Shields wants the game delayed until next week, claiming his team's preparations have been badly affected and his players' welfare has been jeopardised.
Sport on Highland with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Gear up for a more active life. MichaelMurphySports.ie.
And with more news and sport, it's time for Oisin Kelly.
Well, we're going to start with soccer. The Republic of Ireland have moved up 8 places to 26th in the latest FIFA World Rankings. However, their position still isn't good enough for a seeding in tomorrow's World Cup playoff draw. Denmark have overtaken Northern Ireland, so will be seeded along with Switzerland, Italy and Croatia. The other two unseeded teams, along with the Irish, are Sweden and Greece. The draw will be made in Zurich, with the games to be played on a home and away basis. The first leg taking place on the 9th and 11th of November, and the second legs on the 12th and the 14th. The first team drawn from each of the ties will be at home in leg one. Cross channel, Jamie Vardy is expected to be back in the Leicester team for tonight's Premier League match against West Bromwich Albion at the King Power Stadium. The England striker's recovered from the hip injury suffered while on international duty. The 2016 Premier League champions need a win to move out of the relegation zone. They've just one victory this season so far, and that was against Brighton. Kickoff time to that clash tonight is at 8 o'clock. Now, in Gaelic games, the quarter-final lineup for the Ulster Senior Club Championship is taking shape. Newly crowned Donegal champions Kilcar will play Monaghan Kingpins Scotstown on Sunday, the 29th of October. The previous evening, Saturday the 28th, Tyrone champions St Enda's Oma will play defending Ulster champions Sloughneil. Sloughneil won their preliminary round of the Ulster campaign yesterday, beating Kilcoo by 2 points as Patsy Bradley scored the game's only goal. As for Oma, they won a second Tyrone Senior Championship title in 4 years, and it's the ninth time that they lifted the O'Neill Cup as they defeated Errigal Kieran by 2 points, 10-8 yesterday, with the game played at Hilly Park. Kilcare, of course, progressed with that 3-point victory against Neave Connell in Ballybuffet on Sunday. Celebrations have been continuing in the parish of Kilcare since yesterday's win, a first senior championship title since 1993. It was far from an epic final as Kilcare seen out a 7-4 victory. After losing to Glen Swilly in last year's final, they have now made up for that huge disappointment. Coming up, we'll hear from Captain Patrick McBertie, who spoke very well in an emotionally charged speech, having lifted the Dr. Maguire Cup. But first, here is the Kilcare manager, Barry Doherty.
I'm very happy with the result. You know, it was a very tough game. You know, Glenties brought everything that we thought they would, and I thought our lads managed the game very well, so delighted with the result.
Yeah. Come in here as raging hot favourites. A lot of pressure, having missed out last year as well.
A lot of pressure, yeah. It's the pressure, no matter in every final. Come here, we look forward as a group. We try not to look back. You know, losing last year probably brought them to another level, you know, and that's probably why we're standing up here. But come here, the lads give an unbelievable performance.
Yeah.
And they really just worked it and dogged it out.
Really a patient performance. You really had to manage your game today. It wasn't just about going out and playing and giving it a lash.
Nah, Glenties really didn't allow us to play. So we had to play differently, but we've been working hard on playing differently. But I know, delighted. Well, that's, you know, you're not going to win every game playing fancy football. It's just not the way it works.
Yeah. Even enough in the first few minutes, then you kind of made a move in the second quarter, and you went, what, 3 up?
Yeah, well, they're kind of, you know, they took it back to 2, and we got it back to 3. But come here, it was really just, you know, defence versus defence, and who would hold out the best. And probably the difference at the end of the day is that we had, you know, we had probably more scorers on the field. And
as a speech I always looked up at as a kid, my father showed me that speech, so I try to put a few words that were in that speech, but geez.
A lot of emotion in it, Patrick.
With a club like Kilcare, it's 24 years since we won a championship, and it's a bit too long for a club like Kilcare, and I'm just delighted really that Mickey Higgerty, Stephen Shovlin, Conor McShane and Patrick Gallagher got their county medal today, because they've been playing club football for Kilcare for 18 years, and you know, if today didn't go according to plan, we wouldn't know what would happen. So, listen, I'm just delighted. I'm thankful to be captain today, and you know, it's gonna live long down the memory. You know.
Yeah, and obviously the disappointment of losing last year as well, obviously, was a big driving force today.
Oh yeah, obviously, I think with the way we lost last year, I don't think it was a long winter there in Kilcare. There was a lot of questions asked of the team and a lot of questions asked the players and everything else, but our supporters stuck tight and the players stuck tight, and we got drawn a tough group in the championship, and we got out of the group and we came back here, and it's all about just putting in a big hour's performance, and we did, thankfully.
There is more reaction from that big senior county championship victory by Kilcare in the sports section of our website, HighlandRadio.com. Finally, in golf, Paul Dunne has dropped one place to 81st in the latest world rankings. The recent British Master winner led the Irish Challenge at the Italian Open over the weekend, but finished the tournament 8 shots behind winner Tyrrell Hatton. It was the English player's second successive European Tour title and moves him up to 17th in the world rankings. That's it from the sports desk for today. Back with more tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news.
Thanks, Oisin. A multi-million euro expansion plan for Letterkenny Institute of Technology has been announced today. It will include a new library as well as a new teaching building. LYIT President Paul Hannigan says it is part of a pattern of growth over the past number of years, which will see the college become part of a technological university for the region, as well as further strengthen cross-border links.
Our objective all along, in terms of any collaboration with any other institutes of technology or on a cross-border basis, is to make ourselves the strongest institute we can in terms of any of those collaborations. So we were very conscious of the amount of growth that has occurred in the institute over the last number of years. So this is a real positive shot in the arm for us. It's saying to us, look, you're doing the right thing.
And the importance of LYIT was also stressed to Taoiseach Leo Varadkar during a number of functions that he attended in Derry over the weekend as well. The cross-border focus there was very much to the fore, and Letterkenny IT smack in the middle of that.
Yes, it was really important for us to hear that, because, you know, I've argued for a long time that the focus on the border had disappeared really over a number of years, and I suppose with the emphasis of Brexit, that has come back on very strongly, and working with the local authorities in Donegal County Council and Derry City Strabane District Council, the North West City region has become a reality, and LYIT has been right at the centre of it. We think we're stronger now than we ever have been, and the investment today cements that.
The chairperson of the Northwest Regional Development Group says a variety of challenges facing the region were raised with the Taoiseach at the weekend. Leo Radker visited Derry this weekend, where he was briefed by chief executives from Derry, Strabane and Donegal County Council on the merits of the Northwest Strategic Growth Partnership. It includes a new approach for the Northwest with agreed regional objectives such as economic growth and investment, physical and environmental development. Chairperson of the NWRDG is Councillor Albert Doherty.
Taoiseach was in Derry City on Friday night and he issued an invite to the Northwest Regional Development Group and the two mayors and of course our CEs to meet. And that would be based on, in past times, the Northwest Strategic Growth Partnership have had meetings. So we have had meetings with officials of both governments. We have had meetings with civil servants throughout. And I think Taoiseach wanted an opportunity to allow us to present these plans to him. And, of course, those of us with are pushing for the N2A5 for infrastructure investment in the Northwest, but here's one opportunity we must not miss.
And do you feel that your concerns were listened to by him?
Well, I know the proof of the pudding will be in the eating, but we certainly, with the National Planning Framework, a draft report here now, you know, we wanted to emphasise the Northwest City region, the fourth biggest area, city area in the country, and our universities and the LYIT. Listen, he gave us a good hearing. We have another meeting at the end of the year with the Strategic Growth Partnership. And yes, I believe a good day's work was completed for the Northwest, for the people of the Northwest on Saturday last.
And for weather now, stormy this evening with some severe and violent gusts in places, heavy, possibly thundery rain in places also, with the risk of local flooding. Winds will abate overnight and rain will clear to scattered showers with lowest temperatures of 9 to 10 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, three people have now been killed as Storm Ophelia continues to batter the country. The accidents happened in Louth, Tipperary and Waterford. The storm is forecast to hit Donegal within the next hour. Met Éireann forecasters expect the county will experience spells of heavy rain before high winds set in. However, parts of Donegal are already experiencing strong winds as Ophelia makes her way here. Councillor Niamh Kennedy says Killybegs has seen winds carrying debris and high tides in the area earlier this afternoon. And it's emerged that three patients were waiting on trolleys on a back corridor in Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, a move never seen before, according to the INMO. The INMO are urging all Donegal TDs to back their calls for an independent review of admission and discharge procedures at the hospital. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. We will be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Good evening.
The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 16th of October. The death has taken place of Frieda Smith, Bunlin, Milford. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass on Thursday at 12 noon in St. Peter's Church, Milford, with burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. House private, please. Neighbours and friends welcome. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Heart Foundation, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors, Milford. The death has taken place of Joseph Allen, Joe Nicol, Karen Cleave, Fawn, County Donegal. His remains are reposing at his brother's home at 2 Stony Wood, Prehen, Derry. Remains leaving there on Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock for funeral service in St Mary's Parish Church, Fawn, at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to St Mary's Parish Church, Fawn, care of any family member. The death has taken place at Letterkenny University Hospital of Carmel Doherty, Nay Lynch, 19, Gaddy Duff, Clonmany. Removal from Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Letterkenny, tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock, going to her late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 20 to 11. for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Clonmany, followed by burial in the new cemetery. Family Flowers Only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Comiskey Funeral Directors or any family member. The death has taken place at his home of Lawrence Devine, 92 Carrigane Road, Dunamana. His remains will repose at his home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 20 past 11 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Ahabrack at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabham. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. The death has occurred at her home in Glasgow of Ellen McBride, née Nellie O'Donnell, Glasgow, formerly of Buninver Gwydor. Her remains will repose at her late residence from 5 o'clock tomorrow, leaving there on Thursday to St Bridget's Church, Tory Glen, for 6:15 to repose overnight. Funeral mass there on Friday morning at 10 o'clock with burial afterwards in Lynn Cemetery. All inquiries, please, to Anderson Maguire Funeral Directors, Glasgow. The death has occurred at Clifford Community Hospital of Margaret MacDade, Kildrum Upper, Killay. Funeral from her home on Wednesday at 10:30 to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Killay, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Newton Cunningham Cemetery. The house is private, please. The death has taken place at Carndonagh Community Hospital of Margaret Farran, née Deary, Ballyliffin, Clonmany. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow at 10:30 to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Interment afterwards in the new cemetery. Family time, please, from 10pm to 10am. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Carndonagh Community Hospital. And the death has taken place of Minnie Coulter, Mount Charles, County Donegal. Her remains are reposing at her son Bill Coulter's residence at Bun Cronin, Mount Charles. Removal from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 to St John's Church, Inver, for service at 2 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Inver Church or Strabane Day Centre, care of Gallagher's Funeral Home, Mount Charles, or any family member.